By the end of this week, the president will be on his way to Russia, the first of a number of scheduled stops. After wrapping up proceedings there, he's then expected to head to South Africa, Tanzania, and Republic of Congo. China's Vice Foreign Minister Cheng Guoping says the Russian visit will help re-emphasize Sino-Russian ties.
During Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit, the heads of state of both sides are expected to sign a manifesto spelling out the direction for the future development of Sino-Russian relations, key cooperation fields between the two countries, and positions and proposals on key international and regional issues.
It's not just the leaders meeting each other, though. Cheng Guoping says they'll also be meeting with companies and discuss further financial cooperation.
The relevant Chinese firms are all in Moscow making continual progress with negotiations. They've done the relevant preparations for President Xi's coming visit to Russia. They're trying to reach an agreement under the approval of both leaders to sign an agreement with the relevant sides from Russia and China to increase oil transactions and to build the pipelines in eastern China and Russia and assign relevant contracts.
According to Russian ambassador to China Sergei Razov, companies from the two countries are currently negotiating plans on natural gas, oil, heavy helicopters, and passenger planes. Razov says Russia is confident that the entire visit will be a success.
President Xi's visit will further promote and deepen cooperation between the two countries and translate the good political atmosphere into practical cooperation projects.
Trade between China and Russia stood at a record high $88 billion last year, up 11% year on year. And China has been Russia's biggest trade partner for 3 years running. Xi Jinping's 1.5-day trip will include nearly 20 activities, including talks with Russian leaders such as President Vladimir Putin and Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, as well as delivering a speech at Moscow University. Then, of course, he'll be heading to South Africa for the 5th BRICS Summit. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ma Zhaoxu says the purpose there is to boost financial cooperation with Brazil, India, and South Africa.
We hope, China hopes, that after the Durban Convention, there will be new active progress in establishing and opening banks. We also hope that other BRICS members will work hard together to continue pushing for financial cooperation between BRICS countries.
Those three countries, of course, along with China and Russia, make up the BRICS group. Those meetings will be taking place at the BRICS Summit in Durban. For CRI, this is Li Jing.